Is this thing on? And now, to the millions and millions of listeners and viewers all across the world, it's the That's Not Christian Podcast. Vale. Like AI, ain't nobody canceling AI right now, right?
Yeah, whatever. She all in.
She's with it.
But I'm all in, yo. What's talking about?
AI, what you got going on, man, musically, man? Anything?
Up late night. Getting up early in the morning, up late at night, trying to get this album done, y'all.
When we looking at, you got a release date in mind?
I do.
But she can't tell us yet.
No, don't ever say I can't do nothing.
She don't wanna.
It just y'all know how it goes. Marketing wise.
Are we looking at 2020? You looking at 2021? Can you give us that?
I don't know. Can I? I would feel trash if I waited until next year. That's
okay. Okay. Mm. I like that.
You heard it here first.
I like that.
So
got an exclusive. In the next two months,
y'all know something's coming. All right?
Yo, let's go. Merry Christmas.
Exclusive. I said I was trash.
Right.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Right.
Nah, but that's cool.
I don't like feeling trash.
Listen, so. I personally enjoy your music. You know what I mean? I enjoy your albums.
You can't even say that because I've been maybe not day one because I hopped on a little late, but definitely I've been a fan way before GOM. You know what I'm saying? You can't say that.
He's pre GOM, yo.
I've been following pre GOM, so you know what I'm saying. You can't say we just saying that.
Yeah.
I'm excited about
I know some people they have their feelings about like female artists, right? Like some people like, oh, they're not. Yeah. But like when I hear your stuff, I'm like, yo, she's nice. Like
she's an MC.
It's not like MC. It's like no one can be here like, yeah, she's all right. No, she's nice. Like she's that nice.
And you haven't even seen the live show yet, though. That's the thing. Like you and I have even know, son.
We're getting a virtual show.
Man, this COVID
virtual concert.
Nothing like it.
So you're doing a full length is it an album, EP?
LP.
It's a full album.
Okay.
Yep.
Got a couple features.
Yep.
Can name any of those features?
Chris trying, boy. Trying.
I gotta push it. I gotta
try and squeeze.
Soft or something like, yeah, I got it. Like, come on, man. But yo,
you know she got GOM on there for sure.
I'm super excited about it too. I'm going into the direction I want to be in musically. I'll say that.
Okay.
It feels good, man.
You switching up? Good. You trying to experiment? You switching up or from as far as the sound? No. Are you still?
No, not that I'm trying to experiment. Fine. I think it's more of me diving into what's already there. Mm-hmm. I gave myself an opportunity to do that. Okay. So I wouldn't call it a switch up at all. Mm. You'll see what I mean.
Okay.
You'll see what I mean.
You know, like with the Blank Canvas album, right? It was a complete album, right? It was like you took us through that experience, which you don't get much. Sometimes you get people that just put a bunch of singles together or whatever together and they just throw it to you. Like it's like you took your time and what you wanted to express, you know what I'm saying? And it was beautiful, man. It's amazing. So continue doing what you're doing.
I appreciate that. I think like for me, I'm not playing when I say I love art. And you'll hear a lot of that, you know, art, comparisons and things like that. So when I look at a project, being that I'm a curator of artwork here in my city too, and I collect artwork. And then I also exhibit artwork. So when I put a project together, it's like curating ideas. So I can't just grab like, oh, this is a nice piece, and this is a nice piece, and this is a nice piece. Let's put this together. Nah, you can't do that when you're in an art museum and you're in a certain exhibit. This piece looks good and this piece is good, but they clash with each other. And so it doesn't make sense for them to sit in the same space. They deserve two different exhibits. So when it comes to music, man, I take it that serious. It is what it is. Right. And whoever likes it, that's what's up. If you don't, that's what's up too. It's more than enough music out there for you to listen to. Right, all I need to do is continue to be true to myself and to give myself first what's true, and then I'm sharing it. That's how I look at it.
Bars.
You know,
and that kind of takes the weight off of like absolutely. Pressure and all of that.
Now,
right?
Now, am I going to sit here in front like I don't care what people think? Like, yeah, of course I care what people think. I want people right. to like it. But am I hurt if somebody says, no, I'm not feeling that? Cool, because you got the freedom to choose.
Right.
Right. And I'd rather people be in my space who truly love it than to be there just to say like, yeah, I like it because you just want to tag along. Like, I'd rather have more space for people who are like, yo, I really enjoy this experience.
Right.
More than like, you know, oh man, she's cool. She's good. Like, nah, man, I got things I'm trying to do, you know?
Now, what are some of your inspirations or artists that have inspired you through years, whether secular or Christian, that mm-hmm. kind of like you're like, yo, these are the top people, like they either inspire you or you just think like they're great in their music, you know what I mean?
That's a great question, Switch, and we're gonna save that for the YouTube segment. So if you're listening on Apple Music or Spotify, this is the end for you. We'll see you next week. And if you want to hear the answer to that question, head over to the YouTube channel where AI will give her answer. So we'll see you next week. Peace.